But it's not, they're not happy because of circumstances. They're happy because they have made a decision to be fully alive. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. How do we become fully alive? When you're fully alive, you will learn how to think like a happy person.
You're listening to the Confidence Podcast, your one-stop shop for motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly take action on your dreams. I'm your host, Trish Blackwell, internationally recognized confidence coach and founder of the College of Confidence. And I teach women how to take their thoughts captive, how to step out of the shadows of self-doubt, and how to courageously step into their purpose with confidence. It's time to train your thoughts. Let's get started.
Hey guys, it is Trish Blackwell, and you're listening to the Confidence Podcast. And it's 2021. That is good news, friends. Guys, I want to talk to you today about how to think like a happy person. So here's the deal. Everyone wants to know how to come alive, how to be happy. But so few people actually figure out how to do it, how to do either, how to be fully alive or fully themselves or happy. And we think it's all tied to circumstantial evidence. And we wonder, well, what happens if when we get to the goals, when we get to the things, when you think as you listen today and you're thinking about all of your goals you have before you that matter so much to you and that you know that you're going to fight for, but that sometimes you, once you reach them, you're happy and then that wave of dissatisfaction comes after, right? Like we chase this finish line that then moves. And so I want to propose to you today that happiness is not attached to your results. It is not attached to the process, to the outcome. It is actually attached to the process. Happiness comes in the process. It comes in how you think and your vibrancy, your happiness, your success, they're all actually contingent on how you think, not necessarily on what you do or what the circumstances turn out to be or what other people say. So today I want to give you 10 ways to bring more life to your life and the foundational basis on how to think as a happy person in 2021. We are still, as I record, this is January, actually it's January 1st as I'm recording. This goes live in a few days, but we're still very, very, very mid-pandemic, very surrounded by tragedy and everywhere you turn, there are challenges, there are people suffering. And so when I say think like a happy person in 2021, it doesn't mean without concern or without empathy or without realistic expectations. This is not Susie Sunshine Land. This is how to think better. That is my job as a confidence coach. I specialize in helping people retrain their thoughts. I help people take the knot of the little knotted ball of thoughts that make you overthink or self-sabotage or self-doubt or play small and question things. I help you make those thoughts clean and clear, because when you have clarity, you can have consistency. When you know what you want and know who you are, you can have consistency and confidence. And that is where the confidence coaching comes in. So, hey, we're training our thoughts today. I, as your coach, will help you. I'm going to teach you how to think. And today we're thinking about how to think happy. And it doesn't mean in this vortex where the world's not actually happening around us. This means on good days and bad days, because a lot of life is 50-50, good days and bad days, in good circumstances and in challenging ones, in feast and in famine. This is going to be the year I'm determined that your confidence can double. So let's get started, guys, right? Shall we? How to think like a happy person. More specifically, in this episode, we're going to be talking about how to choose to live your life and how choosing life will help others around you come alive too. I'm going to give you the real way to double your happiness this year, and specifically 10 ways to be happier in 2021. We're going to talk about how to think like a happy person, and then I have an invitation for you on how to double your confidence in the next 100 days. Before we dive in though, just a quick thank you to our Patreons. You can check out our Patreon account, patreon.com/theconfidencepodcast. Did you know we release bonus exclusive episodes twice a month for our patrons? We do. There are over, gosh, I think we have almost 30 specific. We have confidence episodes for your faith walk. And we call those faith takes. And those are exclusively available to our patrons. To become a patron, it's $5 a month, and you help support the cost of the production of this show. So you can go find that out. And I want to give a big old virtual wiggle hug to all of my patrons. And you guys, just a quick announcement. I'm giving you a virtual wiggle hug 2021 fashion. because you are sharing the show. You guys are telling your family and friends that this is a resource that they need in their life, that they could be an encouraging voice. And I just thank you for spreading the love. Because of your spreading the love, because you guys have been writing reviews on iTunes and sharing this, I cannot thank you enough, because y'all, we just hit number 69 on the iTunes charts for personal development and self-improvement. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please keep the love going. This is an act of ministry for me to really serve in a way that is accessible and free and for everyone. So thank you in advance for sharing. One final thank you today goes to our review of the week, and it is from Sid Pink. And Sid Pink said, 5 stars, amazing. I've been listening to this podcast every day for about a month now, and it has already helped me grow so much. I started listening to Trish when I really took a look at my life and realized that I lacked the confidence and security within myself that I needed and I wanted so badly. I will continue to make this podcast a part of my daily routine, and I'm excited for the incredible journey that I'm on. Sid Pink, I'm excited for your incredible journey too. And my challenge to you is make this podcast a daily thing, or even just 15 minutes of this podcast. We have so many listeners who say, Trish, I need your voice in my head. Just a quick reminder that there's somebody out there who's cheering for me, who's supporting me and helping me remember that training our thoughts and choosing our thoughts and taking our thoughts captive is a daily choice. It's a daily discipline. Confidence is a skill that we develop, and it's a daily discipline that we choose to step into. So let's talk about happiness. I am naturally an optimist. I have a happy personality, but in my youth, it was sort of this, if I'm happy, it was people pleasing. If I'm happy, then other people may be happy, and then maybe that can help. And if you haven't yet listened to the people pleasing episodes we did about a month ago, scroll back in your podcast app. If you struggle with people pleasing, it's time to stop. I have resources for you. But there's been a shift in the development I've done as I've studied the brain and studied behavior and my own work and my coaching practice. I've realized that I've trained my thoughts to think like a happy person versus pretend to be a happy person. And there's a difference. The difference is that before it was performance-based and now it's thought-based. And so one of the things I was thinking about, what has brought me most joy? What has brought me alive? And it's deciding to come alive. When I lived in France after I graduated from college, I was really on this journey of self-discovery, and I was working, and the French phrase joie de vivre really just captivated me. And if you listen to my show, you know that part of my story. If you haven't ever really heard that, let me just in a nutshell tell you that this phrase captivated me. It really truly changed my life. I started watching French culture, watching the pace of life, watching that joie de vivre, that je ne sais quoi, that dolce far niente, if you go to Italian, beauty in life. And in French, joie de vivre translates joy of living. And so much so that I wrote my first book on this concept. This joie de vivre concept really freed me from an eating disorder that I was stuck in for over a decade, and from perfectionism and performance-based identity. So much so that it was my first, I now have 2 tattoos. I was a person who was never going to get a tattoo. And joie de vivre changed my life so much, I needed it tattooed on my body. I needed to remember it all the time. And I love it so much because I am a linguist. I love language. It's why I do what I do. It's why I'm a confidence coach. I am a language interpreter for your mind to help you think better. But the joie de vivre in French is an infinitive. And when you use the French in that infinitive in that way, it becomes an imperative. All that to be said, it makes it a command. And so when I look at that tattoo on my hip that says in beautiful cursive, joie de vivre, it reminds me daily that joy is a choice. Joy, and then to live. I can choose to live with joy. And it's this reminder that living is not, everybody has life, but not everybody actually lives. Not everyone really lives. And I want to be somebody who engages fully in life. And it's the people who really, really live are the ones who most, who come off and culturally we consider happy. But they're not happy because of circumstances. They're happy because they have made a decision to be fully alive. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. How do we become fully alive? When you're fully alive, you will learn how to think like a happy one. And that's when there's this worship song that I love from, it's either Bethel or Hillsong. And I know I've mentioned it on a previous podcast before, but in French, when it's done, I listen sometimes to, the French language changed my life. And so I find so much beauty in it. And so I often read my Bible in French or read books in French or watch shows in French. And so this one particular worship song, which I love in English, of course, I truly do. And I'll link to both, actually, I'll link to both versions in the our show notes. So for those who are interested, you can find the show notes, by the way. If you're new to the show, we have a system where you just go by the episode number you're listening to, go to trishblackwell.com/424. So episode number 424, the show notes will be trishblackwell.com/424. But so I was listening to this song, which I will put again, I'll give you the YouTube French version and the YouTube English version, because one, it's beautiful. I also believe it's a very life-giving song. But in French, it slowed down. In English, it says, come alive, come alive, come alive, dry bones. Come alive, come alive, come alive, dry bones. Awake, arise, inhale the light. Come alive, come alive. I'm going to sing to you, dry bones, until you're covered in life. And the valleys bloom like a rosebud in the light. In French, I'm not going to read the whole thing in French for you, but it says, prenez vie, que les autres prennent vie. Prenez vie, que les autres prennent vie. And I want to pause for you. Because it says, in prenez vie means take life. Not just, in English we say, come alive. Hey, come alive. But I love the command. I love the version in French that says, take life. And I ask you today to take life. Look at your day, wherever you are, whether you're listening beginning of January as this posts live, or maybe it's 2023 and you're going throwback and are scrolling back through a podcast app. Take life. Life is, the people who come alive are the ones who take life, who say, it is my responsibility to choose if I'm going to live or truly, like, to have a life and just get by, or truly live and come alive. And the thing, interesting part about it is when you come alive, others around you come alive. That's how I realized I could step more fully into being alive, into what the Bible talks about is John 10:10, like life to the fullest. It's because I saw examples of other people coming fully alive. When you realize you see other people, they are leading the way, that you can then have that. When you see that it's accessible and available, it is also available for you. And it's inspiring because as you think about how to come more alive, how to become happier, I love this because it takes away the self-centeredness that often we want to be happy, but we're like, what a selfish focus. I mean, does it really matter? Doesn't matter. I need to get through my day. I need to do these things. I need to check the boxes. It kind of becomes a suffering contest. And we think that that's impressive, but I want to tell you, I think what's more impressive than a suffering contest or a suffering competition is a joy competition, is saying that I'm going to step into happiness. I'm going to step into full life. I'm going to walk with confidence, even when I don't feel it, I can think it, because by me doing that, it's for my benefit, but the benefit and the joy that flows out so that other people do that too. I'm telling you, joy, confidence, happiness, it's contagious. So many people don't think they have permission to feel these things, or they think that they do have permission, but all these other circumstances have to be lined up just so for it to work. And that simply isn't true. So let's talk about how can you actually come alive. And I have 10 ways, and this is how to think like a happy person. I'm going to use these interchangeably. When you come alive, you are actually thinking the way a happy person thinks. And so number one, you come alive by being yourself. So I want you to give yourself permission to be you, not the version of you you think the world wants, not the version of you your parents wanted you to be. Truly be you. If you don't know where to start with that, I get it. It's overwhelming. This is the type of work we do with people in the College of Confidence. We'd love to have you. We're going to be doing a course very soon on how to know who you are and how to know what you want. So that is coming very shortly down the pipeline. Good idea to get in now. Go to collegeofconfidence.com if that is of interest to you and you know that you need to start there. Another way to come alive is to focus your energy on good things. There are so many bad things going on. There's so many other ways that we can get lost in this, in life, and you get distracted. A lot of people aren't fully alive and living simply because they're distracted and busy. So focus your energy on what matters to you and on good things. There's an overabundance of bad things, and so it's easy for them to bog us down. Look for the good, and you will find what you look for. The third thing is to build your self-concept with affirmations. If you haven't listened to the bonus podcast that I released, on January 1st, check it out. It's The Power of Affirmations and How to Speak Beautiful Words Over Your Life. Because what we speak is what becomes. But there's so much power in words. This used to be an area of weakness of mine. But hey, where we are weak, we can become strong. So even if you say, well, I'm not good at that. Good. You're not supposed to be when you start. It's okay. Confidence is being willing to not be good at something in order to become better at it. So we are also releasing a course on how to write affirmations that will be coming down the pipelines in the College of Confidence. I'm really excited for what that can do because I have generalized affirmations and I have one. I'll link them YouTube video for you. I have my 47 affirmations I use. You can check out YouTube at Trish Blackwell, youtube.com/Trish Blackwell. We'll also put that specific video in the show notes for today's show. But those are specific to me and for a generalized use. You're welcome to use mine. But I always encourage my students and my one-on-one clients to create customized affirmations that are specific to you and your life. So it's sometimes, if you're not sure where to start, it's okay. I would love to help you do that. Number four, let your brain breathe with effective journaling. Journaling is breathing for the brain. And if you don't exhale it out, you hold on to it, it becomes this explosion of distraction in your mind. If you don't, I have so many resources, free resources on journaling on my YouTube channel. We also have a really, really great 21-day journaling process, totally free for you. Go to trishblackwell.com/freedom journal, and you can get all the details for that. Again, it's totally free. But journaling is a way you can come alive because it's a way to clear your brain. It's a way to think about what you think about and give yourself permission to live how in the day fully engaged and not distracted. Number five, release yourself from perfection and pursue the process. It's not about the finish line, it's about the journey. We know that. But one phrase that's been helpful for a lot of my students is saying out loud in affirmation form, I pursue progression, not perfection. I'm not interested in perfection. I really am not. I used to be really very much so. But if you start speaking that over yourself, you won't be interested in it either. Pursue progression, not perfection. I hope you know I don't edit that out so that you simply see how I can roll with the imperfection and be okay with it. Number six, I want you to find joy in every day. My tattoo, Joie de Vivre, taught me how to find the joy. There's joy in everything. Find the joy, find the joy, find the joy. There it is there if you look for it. And if you might have to ask yourself, what do I find joyful? What do I enjoy doing? What is it that brings me joy? How do I express joy? How do I feel joy? But just start with finding it. Number seven, ground yourself in gratitude. Gratitude is everything. And if you ground yourself with a foundation of gratitude through an intentional practice of gratitude, I believe gratitude is a spiritual practice. I don't think it's just a check sheet, a thing that you do in the beginning of the day. I think it's something you do throughout the day. But if you do that and you saturate your life with gratitude, it will change your perspective and how you think and what you see. Happy people are grounded in gratitude. Number eight, I want you to see yourself through God's eyes. This is a prayer that I prayed for years as I was struggling with body image issues and self-imposed perfectionism and pressure. And there's power in prayer. There's power in just surrendering and saying, okay, like I understand and recognize maybe I'm at a place where I'm not seeing myself through the right lens. I'm going to choose to believe there's a different lens. Maybe I can't see through that lens yet, but I know I will be able to. And if I know that there's another way to see myself and my circumstances, then I know that there's a way, even if I don't feel happy, even if I keep beating myself up, even if I feel like I'm on a treadmill or a hamster wheel of just repeating the same patterns, I believe it can be different. And that belief, the belief that things can change, can truly help you think happier thoughts and be a happier person. To believe that something else is possible. What has always been is not what always has to be. Number 9, I want you to stop punishing yourself. Punishing yourself is perpetuating the cycle of self-sabotage and self-doubt, and it is a shame cycle that will keep you stuck. Happy people let things go. Happy people walk in grace. Happy people don't beat themselves up. It's hard. This is deep work. This could take a lot of time to do, but what big milestone breakthroughs, big changes in your life happen from micro moments, micro changes. So stay the course, be encouraged, get a coach, get in a community, but little by little, you can learn how to be kind to yourself. Little by little, every time you express kindness, every time you give yourself grace, every time you let things roll off your back, you are thinking just a little bit more with a little bit more of a happiness lens. And then finally, number 10, think bigger than you're comfortable doing. Be courageous with your feelings. We're about to release a course in the College of Confidence on how to feel your feelings. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to be courageous to feel your feelings. So if you're willing to feel your feelings, you're willing to feel happy. A lot of us don't think like happy people or get stuck in happiness feels evasive because we're so afraid that it needs to be perfect. But I want to remind you that there's it's possible to be happy and also have bad things happening at the same time. So happiness isn't just when everything's right. It can be happiness can be felt and thought and experienced fully on a day when it's also, there are windows of unhappiness or challenge or trauma or discouragement. So there's ability for these things to coexist. It feels very like it's cognitive dissonance that this is two things that seem opposite could exist at the same time, but they can. And so think bigger than you're comfortable, and even just thinking what's possible. And that itself will give your brain some flexibility. And that is going to help you realize that you do, in fact, have the ownership and responsibility over your thoughts and how you think. By the way, you're not always responsible for your first thought. You are, however, responsible for the thought that you allow to stay in your mind, for the thought that you camp out around.
Hey guys, I gotta take a quick break to tell you about my friends at BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness? I've been wanting to start counseling because you know I talk about it. You know I recommend it, but you just don't know where to start. Well, BetterHelp is where to start. They'll help you assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You'll get to connect in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient and of course confidential. And once you sign up, you can start communicating with your therapist with under 24 hours. Y'all, this isn't self-help. This is professional counseling. One of the things I love the most is that you can send your counselor a message at any time. You get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you get to schedule weekly video or phone sessions. Guys, BetterHelp is truly making it easy to get access to therapy. Their licensed professional counselors specialize in depression, anxiety, stress, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family, conflict, grief, self-esteem, you name it, they've got a specialist. And I want you to start living a happier life today. I want you to get into the resource of therapy that I so recommend. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/confidencepod. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/confidencepod.
So how do you double your happiness? Okay, so happiness is a thought, not a feeling. It's free from circumstances. Just this is your review, right? It starts with a decision. You can even just make a proclamation that I choose to be happy. I am responsible for my happiness. No one else can make me happy. I want to repeat that. No one else can make you happy. You get to make yourself happy. That's hard. That's a challenging thought. And so finally, before I share the 100-day challenge with you, how to think like a happy person, there are a couple of things I want to include. Take responsibility for your thoughts. And if you're not sure how, that's why I've created the College of Confidence. But take responsibility for your thoughts. Know that your happiness is not connected to your circumstances. Do things that create beauty in your life. You have permission to create a beautiful life. You have permission to create a beautiful morning routine. You have permission to even find beauty in the dull, monotonous things that you don't like. But you can find and create beauty in your life, and that will increase your happiness level. Create an atmosphere of gratitude and a flexible perspective. We just talked about that. Have purpose. Know who you are and what you want. If you know who you are and you know what you want, everything else follows. Be okay with some mind drama. Mind drama is when I have two thoughts that are sort of, well, they're like in a tiff. They are fighting against each other. And they are going, one thought's going, well, no, you should have done blah, blah, blah. And the other one's saying, no, girl, it's all good. Be kind to yourself. And it goes back and forth, back and forth. That's okay. Hey, just like, well, when we used to work in offices, right? When we used to have office politics, there's always going to be drama. There's always going to be gossip. There's always going to be drama. And you don't have to be surprised that it's always there. You can choose to engage in it or not. And I'm asking you to do the same with your mind. The mind is always going to be fighting for the space. That thoughts that are going to be at the forefront of your brain are always fighting. So don't be surprised or discouraged by that. Just go, y'all, okay, now I'm not bothered by the mind drama. I'm not worried that sometimes I'm comfortable feeling, I'm feeling really courageous. And then sometimes I'm like, who am I? That's okay. What matters is the thought that I'm going to hold on to through that drama. Expect good things to happen. My happiness level, my intentional happiness, my thought happiness changed when I expected, I trusted that God is for me, not against me. When I knew and saw him as faithful and trustworthy, that I also know and really believed deep down that he can work all things for my good. And I walk with confident expectation and hope that good things will happen. That also to be said, I'm not blinded to know that in the midst of those good things, there will be pain and there will be suffering and there will be challenges. If anything, 2020 summarizes that entirely for me. It's okay. It's possible for both to exist, but I'm going to look forward with confident anticipation that good things are happening. Look for all the good things. We've already said that. Live a simple life. I love 1 Thessalonians 4:11, and it says, make it your ambition to live a quiet life. Now that's going to display in different ways, but this simplicity, with simplicity comes confidence. With simplicity comes the space we need for joy. And before you say, yeah, but Trish, you don't get it. I've got three kids. I've got this, blah, 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 and all these pressure. I get it. I still believe we can create more simplicity even in a chaotic world or in a chaotic circumstance. Your simplicity doesn't have to be a monastic, I've got 5 extra hours of free time per day. Within the life and the framework that you are working within, your family structure, your work, your goals, your dreams, how can you simplify it even more? How can you create a simple, clean experience to your day? Reduced input, reduced gossip, reduced scrolling, reduced worry, and then surround yourself with good people. Surround yourself with good people. If you don't know where to start, start with this podcast. You're already doing that. Next, College of Confidence. Maybe you need a new set of friends. Maybe you need to change churches. You've gotten into a toxic group. Surround yourself with good people. Speaking of good people, we have a confidence challenge going on. We're calling it the 100 Confident Day Challenge. 100 Days of Confidence. 100 hashtag 100 Confident Days. We are beginning now in the month of January. But what you're going to do, what it is a way. Our two goals are to build consistency and self-trust, and to double your confidence. Because this challenge will do that. It is going to help you show up and show up consistently. And when you show up consistently, you will trust yourself. When you trust yourself, then you become somebody who does what they say they're going to do. And when you do that, when you're somebody who does what they say they're going to do in the little things, then you do that in the big things. All of a sudden, your self-concept, the way you see yourself, ends up transforming and changing as a byproduct. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing process. And the challenge was going to show you just how much can change when you show up daily for yourself and you train your confidence intentionally. Now, we have a live workshop that has been recorded. I have all the steps of how to do this, what this looks like, what you do to have 100 confident days, and I will walk with you step by step. This is exclusively available for our College Confidence members, but guess what? There's no risk. Come join the College of Confidence. You can cancel at any time. We are so committed to making this the most amazing and encouraging resource I believe that exists on the internet. We have a 14-day money-back guarantee. So check it out, collegeofconfidence.com. All you do, become a member, and you can get instant access to all that's going on with this 100 Confidence Days Challenge. I'll walk you through what you need to do, and I'm really excited because this is going to change your year. So I have a question, a couple questions for reflection for you before we go into our announcements and close out today. Number one, and if you have paused this podcast, if you have the ability to right now, because I would love for you to write these questions down. If you can't pause, go to the show notes again, trishblackwell.com/ We're on 424. And here it is. What does coming alive look like in your life? Like, what does happiness look like for you? Like, true happiness, what would it look like? Have you actually slowed down and figured out what does it look like? What does it feel like? And when is the last time you felt it? And if you were to put a number on how alive you are, where you fall in the scale of 1 to 10, where is that? I want you to identify what is keeping your light dim. Is it fear? Is it caring too much what people think? Is it an unwillingness to step into the unknown? Is it sabotage or out of resistance that life really can be beautiful? Ask yourself, what's keeping you your thoughts stuck in thinking that happiness is not available to you, that this is for everyone else but you, that you're not like so lucky? Because it starts with you giving yourself permission to believe that it's possible to think happy thoughts, and that's not irresponsible or surface level or laughable, but really actually deep and profound. So before we go, guys, we have an awesome listener of the episode. Before we close out with that, just if you, as you're thinking about your goals for 2021, if you want more results and you're ready to stop talking about it and start doing something about it, you need to put some skin in the game. So if you're ready to invest in your future, go to my new coaching page. We have updated this part of my website. I'm super pleased with how it looks. So go check that out. trishblackwell.com/coaching and fill out a form for a free clarity call. I have space right now to take on 2 new clients. My clarity calls are by invitation only. So I need to know that you're serious. So you need to be focused and completely committed to creating change in your life. But if that describes you and you're tired of thinking about things, sloppily thinking about things, and you're ready to powerfully think about things to take massive action and create change, go to trishblackwell.com/coaching. Okay. Our listener of the episode is Rachel. She says, "Hi, I've been a listener of the Confidence Podcast for about a year now, and you have no idea how much your words have positively impacted my self-esteem. I always look forward to Tuesdays when I get to hear your radiant message that you share with the world. As a graduate student, I easily let my self-worth depend on my work or school-related accomplishments, and your podcast has helped me realize that I am worthy because of who I am, regardless of what I do. I am working on my self-confidence every day and building my sense of self piece by piece. Thank you for all that you do. You are such a light in my life. Rachel, I feel like in many ways you describe me, my personality, and the things I've walked through, and so I am so delighted to be connected with you. It is a privilege to be a voice of encouragement in your life consistently. And I'm so, just so grateful that you feel that shift of the freedom that comes from letting go of your worth being related to accomplishments and what you do, and more based on who you are, how you're growing, who you're becoming, and what you're doing every day to grow in your self-confidence piece by piece. I'm still doing all that work every day. It gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And what's so great, it's an adventure. It's an adventure I never want to get off of, because the deeper I go, the more joy I get. And I can't wait for that for you, that to be experienced by you too. I can't wait for the day you join us to go deeper in the COC. So let me know when that is, when you're ready. I'm here. And guys, I just am praying blessings over your year, confidence. And I hope that you were challenged by how we pivoted on happiness today. I believe that you have a happy and powerful year ahead of you. And I hope to see you in our 100 Confident Days Challenge. For now, share the show with somebody who needs to have a happy year this year, that you love. Let them know you love them and say, hey, this was a good listen for me. It will be a good listen for you. And come say hi on Instagram. I'm hanging out there at Trish_Blackwell. Oh my goodness, y'all, it's Trish_Blackwell. And on Facebook, I'm Trish Blackwell Coaching. I'll see you there. In the meantime, go out there today. Go be more of who you are. Be you. Be free.
Thanks for hanging out today. If you've enjoyed today's episode of the Confidence Podcast, we invite you to check out collegeofconfidence.com. The College of Confidence is the essential resource for anyone committed to training their thoughts and elevating their confidence. Students in the College of Confidence get exclusive access to my best coaching resources and courses, and it's all done at a self-study pace that will fit into anyone's lifestyle. If you're looking for the next step beyond the podcast, this is it. With our extensive course library, monthly trainings, live coaching calls, and exclusive Ask Anything forum, you get the most affordable and accessible coaching support available online. The College of Confidence is a supportive, active community to help you along the way with feedback, encouragement, and advice. It is the place where we coach you to step confidently into the calling that God created you to live out. Check it out and join us today at collegeofconfidence.com.